All right, check it out. It's Romero and Melissa and I are going to be at Zahara Cannabis' Smoked Out 420 Fest, presented by our friends at Kind and Levia, Saturday, April 20th. We're going to be there from noon to 3, but the top-notch event is going to be running from noon to 6. It's going to have some food from Red's Kitchen. Primo Bartending is going to be there too. DJ Stenny, Phil Pacino, including glass-blowing demos, cornhole games, more. Myself, Melissa, Hot 96.9. We can't wait to see you there at Zahara Cannabis' Smoked Out 420 Fest, baby.
Please consume responsibly. This product may cause impairment and may be habit-forming. There may be health risks associated with consumption of this product. This product has not been analyzed or approved by the FDA. There is limited information on the side effects of using this product, and there may be associated health risks. Marijuana use during pregnancy and breastfeeding may pose potential harms. It is against the law to drive or operate machinery when under the influence of this product. Keep this product away from children. There may be health risks associated with consumption of this product. Marijuana can impair concentration, coordination, and judgment. The impairment effects of edible marijuana may be delayed by 2 hours or more. In case of accidental ingestion, call the Poison Control Hotline at 1-800-222-1222 or 911. This product may be illegal outside of Massachusetts. Mass State License Number MR281332.
B-Pod Studios.
Waking you up, it's Romero, Pebbles, and Melissa. The Get Up Crew on Hot 96.9.
Today's going to be a beautiful day. And then we're gonna say goodbye to the sun again very soon. This is like literally yesterday. I remember I was talking to my wife and she goes, "When's the last time that we had like a nice sunny day?" And I said, "Well, we're gonna get one tomorrow." But now I'm looking ahead at the weather and it's like, enjoy it now because tomorrow, cloudy, storms. Even though it's gonna be in the 90s, cloudy Saturday, cloudy with storms on Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, like. There's not a hint of sun until next Thursday, and it's sun hidden behind clouds. It's crazy right now. It's stupid, but that's what's bugging me right now. And that's what we asked on the Get Up Crew Facebook page. And of course, whenever you ask somebody to complain, that's when you get crazy comments. So what are people saying? Oh, you know what? Actually, let me take some calls first, because then I want you to get to the one that the girl who... it's just ridiculous. Okay, what's bugging you right now? Ryan.
Yeah.
What's up, man? What's bugging you right now?
So I was telling the other guy that I'm on my way to the most important appointment that I've ever had in my career. And this morning, my printer decided not to work. It was working yesterday. It was working the day before yesterday. Today, not working. So I'm like, all right. That's fine.
Oh, well, hopefully it works out, whatever it is you're doing.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm a realtor, and I'm going to the largest listing that I've ever taken.
Wow. Hey, listen, if you need a lawyer after that, you can hit up my wife, Nicole Torres,
at
the law office of David Camille. They have offices in Chestnut Hill, Burlington, and Southborough.
Oh, Lord. Awesome. I'm going all the way to Martha's Vineyard, $11.6 million.
I swear to God, if you don't hit up my wife, I'll never allow you to call this radio station again.
That's amazing. Congrats.
Good luck, Ryan. Good luck.
Thank you.
All right, brother.
Thank you. Take care, guys.
All right, bye.
Take care.
You too.
Well, listen, I'm Team Torres. Don't give me that.
Hey, I got stuff I want to hustle too, but I never mention it.
All you do is mention your crap.
When have I ever mentioned my skincare line on the air?
Right now? Never once until now.
I need tires. I wish somebody could help me with my car.
No.
I need this.
That's crazy. You're crazy.
Get out of my face with that nonsense. Again, Nicole Torres at the law office of David Camille. Maya, go ahead.
Hi.
What's bothering you right now?
What bugs me is when you're on your way to work on the highway and everybody's stuck on stupid because there's a little fender bender on the highway, so you got a mile to 5 miles of traffic.
Because everybody's nosy.
Listen. Accident watchers. Yeah, I get you.
What do we have the news for? Go home and watch the news and drive your car.
Yeah, but then you can't get on Facebook and act like TMZ reporting the news first. That's the thing.
You heard it here first.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, my God, there's a question. 93, I just saw somebody being pulled out of a car. Hey, let me ask you a question.
Go ahead.
Between Romero, Pebbles, and Melissa, which one of us, when we're like old and gray and crotchety and a little forgetful, who's going to be the worst old person to be around?
Who's going to be the worst old person? You are.
Of course he is.
Definitely not Pebbles. Definitely not Pebbles.
Why me?
I don't know.
Because you don't like Melissa. Old people.
Definitely not Melissa.
Thank you very much. I'd be a fun old person.
Why me?
Exactly.
Why?
He's so.
Because you complain a lot.
Get him! Get him!
So you're saying he's already crotchety?
Yes!
Your poor wife.
I can't argue with that. Applause.
Oh, God.
One more. Kevin.
Hey, how you doing?
What's bothering you right now, sir?
So I work at a contract company, right? And this one guy comes in. He's come in the past couple of years. I'll see him about 6 times a year. And for the past 4 years, he's called me the wrong name all the time.
Yo, can I tell you something? That's why I, like,
oh my God.
There's so many people in this building whose names I don't know, but every day, like literally on daily basis, you give them the wave, hello, good morning. I can tell you details about certain people in the building,
right.
Like family, where they live, but I don't know their name.
Same. Yeah.
And I feel
it's legit
so
like that half of the building, like, yeah. like down on the sales end.
Yeah, it's
everyone
so
down
bad.
Here and like, you know, programming.
It is so bad. That's a good one.
Here's the kicker for it. My name's Kevin.
Oh, no.
The other guy's name is Spencer. So it's not even like Kevin Devin, Ryan Bryant, completely different. And I get the guy's mindset because he didn't see us that often. Spencer and I used to wear glasses, all other stuff. But first off, Spencer's been gone for like 4 years. And I got LASIK, so I no longer wear glasses. So he comes in, oh, Spencer, what's up? How's it going? I'm like, dude. Not my name.
Dude, have you told him what your name is? Or is it past that point where it's just too awkward to mention it?
Well, first I thought it was too awkward. So I have a work shirt with my name on. So I'm like, oh, what's up? And I can't point to it.
Oh, my God.
He didn't take that. So Venture's like, hey, man, I'm not Spencer. He's been gone for a while. And he's like, oh, my bad. And then I'll see him a week later. He's like, hey, Spencer, like, what are we doing today?
Oh, man, that's funny. All right, Kevin, let me ask you, between Romero, Pebbles, and Melissa, which one of us is most likely to steal from their employer?
Oh, God.
I don't know, man. I'd say probably Pebbles because she's so sweet. She'd get away with it.
Oh my God.
The reasoning behind that is perfect because
you know Melissa and I would be obvious.
Exactly, so we wouldn't do it because we know.
But that's why you should because.
Because no one would suspect me.
They would come in and pull me and Melissa out so fast.
Oh, hell
and we'd
yes.
be denying it, and they wouldn't believe us, and you could just walk out with something under your shirt.
Oh my God. See, now you guys are going to be asking me to steal for you.
One of the questions we have on the Get Up Crew Facebook page is what's bugging you right now? And people have been calling up with funny stuff. You know, I forget her name, but she called up and she said she was mad at people who like stop or slow down to see accidents on the other side of the road when your side of the road is clear. So you create traffic because you're so nosy and you want to be TMZ. And we had one gentleman who was on his way to the biggest real estate deal of his life, but his printer didn't work, so he was going with no paper.
Damn.
And my favorite was Kevin. His name is Kevin. I remember his name.
Yep.
Okay. But yet, his coworker, who he's been working with for, I think, like 6 years, every time he greets him, he calls him by a different name, even though Kevin wears a name tag on his shirt. That's my favorite one. It says Kevin, and the guy still calls him something else. So what's bugging you right now? We were talking about that. 833-973-0969. But we also got someone who commented on the Get Up Crew Facebook page that everyone else is commenting on.
Yes. And I'm trying to get her to call us. Because we need more information and know what's going on.
Oh, my God. We don't need more information. No. I can tell you exactly what the situation
is. No, I'm trying to be positive here.
Go ahead.
Jackie said all she said about what is bugging you right now. And this was earlier. This was like around 6 when she posted it. She said that my man still isn't home out all night.
Her man still isn't home.
And that was around 6 a.m.
And that's what's bugging her right now.
So, as you can expect, we have a lot of interested people, including myself, who, when I commented back to her, I said, this is at the time, he wasn't home yet. I said, give us his number, and we'll call him for you so we can find out where he is. You know, it was just,
yeah.
It was
and being, you're going to hear,
hello?
No.
It's going to be a woman answering the call.
We were being concerned citizens. So within like maybe a half hour, she messaged back and said, he's back. And then I said, okay, so what's happening? And she said that he didn't really speak to her. There was no like correspondence as far as where were you? He didn't explain where he was. He literally went in the house, changed, and left for work.
Hell no. Getting the stank off of him.
Of course, we have a lot of concerned listeners.
They're not concerned. They know exactly what it is.
You know, a lot of people are telling her that unless he was in jail.
He wasn't in jail.
Then you need to leave his ass. Like, a lot of people are telling her that. And then, of course, you have men sticking up saying, well, why would she leave him without asking him and getting, you know, a proper response? And, you know,
is
whatever.
Is he okay?
Exactly. Is he okay? Did something happen?
Oh, my God. Is that... No. She wouldn't be saying that's bugging me. She would be concerned if he was gone for the first time all night. If it's bugging her, that means he's done it before.
Yeah.
And there's only two reasons. Two reasons.
Yep.
That you'd be gone all night like that on a consistent basis. One, drugs. Two, another woman or another guy, another person. That's it. That's it and that's all.
Well, I've messaged her twice and I want her to give us her number so we can call her. Because I want a little bit more information. But she is not responding, so I don't know.
And she's just like, oh.
And she's probably like, damn it, why did I leave that?
Let me log into my Facebook page. I am so upset that my man's not home all night again. Thinking that people are going to be like, girl, aww. I can feel you. No, that is. Why are you still in that relationship? Why are you still in that relationship?
Do something else. Stop doing that.
You can't see.
Oh, no.
That there's something else that he's into or someone else that he's into. You don't see that?
Jesus, goddamn, tap dancing Christ.
Wow. Oh, thank God.
That wasn't me, fellas. That was T-Pain. He was very upset at her. T-Pain is very upset at you, Jackie.
Let's go!
Wake up, Boston.
It's Romero, Pebbles, and Melissa. The Get Up Crew.
Turn it up.
In the morning. On Hot 96.9.
All right, check it out. It's Romero and Melissa and I are going to be at Zahara Cannabis' Smoked Out 420 Fest presented by our friends at Kind and Levia. Saturday, April 20th, we're going to be there from noon to 3. But the top-notch event is going to be running from noon to 6. It's going to have some food from Red's Kitchen. Primo Bartending is going to be there too. DJ Stenny, Phil Pacino, including glass-blowing demos, cornhole games, more. Myself, Melissa, Hot 96.9. We can't wait to see you there at Zahara Cannabis' Smoked Out 420. 20 Fest, baby.
Please consume responsibly. This product may cause impairment and may be habit forming. There may be health risks associated with consumption of this product. This product has not been analyzed or approved by the FDA. There is limited information on the side effects of using this product, and there may be associated health risks. Marijuana use during pregnancy and breastfeeding may pose potential harms. It is against the law to drive or operate machinery when under the influence of this product. Keep this product away from children. There may be health risks associated with consumption of this product. Marijuana can impair concentration, coordination, and judgment. The impairment effects of edible marijuana may be delayed by 2 hours or more. In case of accidental ingestion, call the poison control hotline at 1-800-222-1222 or 911. This product may be illegal outside of Massachusetts. Mass State License Number MR2. 1332.